Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. More COVID-19 vaccination sites are up and running in the U.S. About 32 million people have had at least one dose so far, but there are still bottlenecks in supply, and people eligible for vaccines still aren't getting them. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports U.S. health experts are not recommending that states release the reserve of second doses of COVID vaccinations for people who still need their first shots.
Now, there had been talk of changing the strategy to give the shot to more people faster by holding off on the second dose. That would stretch out supplies. But over the weekend, Dr. Anthony Fauci really, you know, threw cold water on this idea. He says there is just not enough data to support this strategy.
NPR's Allison Aubrey reporting. South Africa is suspending the use of the COVID vaccine made by AstraZeneca. That is not available in the United States. A small study showed that it was not very effective at preventing mild or moderate disease in patients with the South African variant of the coronavirus. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama began voting this week in a union election. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports the mail-in vote may decide if the fulfillment center becomes the company's first union shop in the U.S.
Ballots go out today for some 5,800 workers at the Bessemer Fulfillment Center near Birmingham. Workers will have until the end of March to decide if they want to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union in the mail-in vote. It's the first union election for an Amazon warehouse in the U.S. since 2014, when technicians in Delaware voted down such an effort. It's also been met with some resistance by Amazon, which has long fought off efforts to unionize its U.S. facilities. The company had attempted to postpone the vote, reasoning it should be held in person, but that effort was shot down Friday by the National Labor Relations Board. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Amazon has been a financial supporter of NPR. Today, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared in court for a second time. He is denying charges of fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. Iris Meichler reports from Jerusalem the charges stem from his work as Israel's leader over the past decade.
Amid heightened police security, the Israeli Prime Minister's motorcade arrived at the Jerusalem District Court, passing protesters this morning. Benjamin Netanyahu denied the charges in three cases, including fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. The Speaker of Israel's Parliament is calling for this criminal case to be delayed, claiming it will interfere with Israel's upcoming elections in March. Netanyahu is the first sitting Israeli Prime Minister to face criminal charges. For NPR News, I'm Iris Meichler in Jerusalem.
You're listening to NPR News. Scores of people remain missing in northern India after ice calved off a glacier. When it broke away, it sent an avalanche of water, rock, and ice down the Himalayan mountainside, killing at least 18 people. The deluge tore apart a hydroelectric dam. The exact reason is not yet clear for why the ice sheared off the glacier. The Eiffel Tower is getting a facelift as it remains closed during the pandemic. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the iconic landmark will be repainted in a distinctly golden hue ahead of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris.
Not only will the 19 previous coats of paint be removed, but the iconic monument will also lose the signature Eiffel Tower brown it has sported since 1968. The renovation job for the 1,063-foot tower with its 18,000 metal pieces held together by 2.5 million rivets will cost an estimated $60 million. Workers will have to take strict protocols to strip away the old layers of paint because of the heavy presence of lead. La Tour Eiffel receives a new coat of paint every 7 years, not only to maintain its looks, but to protect its metallic structure from wind, rain, sun, and pollution. The revamp, which actually began in 2019, will be the most extensive in the tower's 132-year history. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won the Super Bowl. The Bucs defeated defending NFL champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-9. Quarterback Tom Brady was also named the game's most valuable player. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.